Now KRWG News. Good morning. It's 6:45. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is signing the first bill of the 2021 legislative session, funding the work of the legislature amid heightened security concerns. The $32 million bill is a sliver of the approximately $7 billion in general funds the legislature will deliberate allocating in this year's 60-day session. New this year, the bill includes $2.1 million in additional security costs amid an unprecedented hardening of the Capitol complex following the January 6th riot in Washington, D.C. The New Mexico legislative session has been closed to the public because of the pandemic, and the Capitol is guarded by soldiers, sheriff's deputies, and state police due to threats. The proposed Green Amendment to New Mexico's Bill of Rights will be on the ballot for the general election in 2022. Emily Guerra spoke to Southwest Environmental Center Executive Director Kevin Bixby about the Green Amendment and Roxy's Law.
The natural resources which are being protected are the water, air, the flora, the fauna, climate, and all public lands. Is there anything else that is protected?
It's really hard to make a list that's comprehensive of all the natural resources, but I think that does a pretty good job. You've got water, you've got air, you've got public lands, I would say, you know, a healthy soil, but you got flora and fauna, which for me is important as a wildlife advocate, because this amendment would establish the duty of government to act as a trustee for all of those types of resources. And right now, that's not the way government operates. And just to look at the case of wildlife, our state wildlife agency, which is known as the Department of Game and Fish, they really only have legal management authority over a subset of the wildlife that lives in New Mexico. And that's because of, you know, the history of the development of our system of wildlife management in New Mexico and other states is really focused on policies that are aimed at protecting game animals, which are, you know, of interest to hunters and anglers, and really not so focused on other species, which, you know, scientists have told us that all species are important to the functioning of natural ecosystems. So, you know, it's not just some animals are worth more than others. We need a wildlife agency that's going to prioritize the protection of biodiversity across the board and not just certain species. So the idea that wildlife is a public trust resource and the state has an obligation to act as a trustee and protect that resource for the benefit of all New Mexicans, that's a game changer as far as the way we manage wildlife. And that's just one type of resource example.
This proposed Green Amendment will be on the ballot for the general election in 2022. Following that, connected to this, would be the bill about trapping of animals in public lands. Can you explain that?
Yes, there's another bill in the current legislative session in Santa Fe. It's called Roxy's Law, and it's named after Roxy was a dog, a family pet, who was out hiking with its owner and got caught in a snare and strangled to death right before its owner's eyes. The owner wasn't able to get the snare off. This bill, Roxy's Law, would ban the use of traps, snares, and poisons on public lands in New Mexico for commercial purposes. So in other words, if you're out trapping animals in order to sell the pelts to the international fur market, that would be banned on public lands. And, you know, this is long overdue. Trapping is, you know, very few people engage in trapping. You know, this is not the era of Daniel Boone anymore. Very few people engage in this activity, and it's something that we don't allow hunters to do, which is to commercialize wildlife, which, again, is a public trust. It belongs to all of us and nobody. So hunters are not allowed to shoot as many elk as they like and sell the meat for profit. Our rules don't allow that. Our laws don't. But trappers are allowed to trap as many animals as they like. There's no bag limit. There's no limit. And then sell all those furs to make money. And it's just an anachronism. And it's a public safety issue, too, because every year domestic dogs are trapped and injured often. Sometimes they die. And, you know, the traps are indiscriminate and they're cruel. They're like landmines out in the landscape. Anything that steps on them that's heavy enough to spring the jaws will get trapped. whether it's something that the trapper is going for or not, anything that steps on them. And so it could be a non-target wild animal, or it could be a dog, or it could even be a horse or a human. So these things are indiscriminate, and they're cruel, too, because, you know, there's no question that traps and snares cause a great deal of stress and pain, okay, and often causes permanent injury to the animal. Sometimes the animals will escape by chewing off their limb, or sometimes they'll get eaten by other animals because they can't escape. You know, they'll become prey for other animals. Or sometimes when the trapper doesn't check the trap frequently enough, they'll just die of dehydration or starvation. So these things are cruel, and they just really, there's no place for them on our public lands.
To hear Emily's entire interview with Kevin Bixby, go to the Puentes page under the News tab at krwg.org.